fatal shootings in Milwaukee are down by a third so far this year, but the number of people wounded by gunshots is about the same as this point in 2015. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn says in many of the non-fatal cases, the victim and shooter know each other, and the wounded individual is afraid the person with the gun will come back.
I'm sitting there at the table in the conference room, and one of my commanders is saying, okay, we had three shootings last night, and in two of them, somebody was just walking down the street, and they heard a noise and felt the pain and realized they'd been shot. I mean, it's totally bogus.
Flynn says in some cases, the victim may not trust the police to give the true story, but the chief says that allows more shooters to stay on the street. Adults commit most of the crimes in Milwaukee, but the city is seeing an uptick in the arrests of juveniles, especially for car thefts and even the violent crime of carjacking. The trend comes amid calls by some politicians to close the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls at Irma and place juvenile offenders in their home community due to incidents of abuse at the schools. But Police Chief Flynn says keep the facilities open.
That's a badly managed place that the state should manage better because there has to be a place to hold the truly dangerous.
The FBI is looking into possible civil rights violations of inmates at Lincoln Hills. State officials say they're waiting for the results of that probe before proposing major changes. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.